KZN's number one for local news. This is East Coast Radio News Watch.
Itsegwini Municipality says it's received legal papers related to a 6.5 billion rand lawsuit filed by Toyota South Africa's insurer. The city, KZN Transport and Transnet are being sued for damage suffered by the car manufacturer during the April 2022 floods. Newswatch's Lauren Hendricks has more.
Toyota SA's insurer Tokio Marine and Achido Fire Insurance says the floods caused extensive damage to its prospecting plant south of Durban, leaving the company with a bill of more than 6 billion rand. According to a statement, the insurer is claiming over 4 billion rand for repairs and restoration work and around 2 billion rand for business interruption. In the summons filed at the Durban High Court, the company argues that the three public bodies failed to maintain critical infrastructure and should have known that neglecting these responsibilities could result in major flooding. Transnet, the KZN Department of Transport and the Itsegwini Municipality are all listed as defendants in the case. The city told Newswatch that the matter has been brought to their attention. The Transport MEC, Siboniso Duma, is expected to brief the media this afternoon. Lauren Hendricks, East Coast Radio, Newswatch.
KZN police say the motive behind a deadly home invasion in Marion Hill, west of Durban, is still unknown. It's understood two gunmen opened fire on a family on Wednesday, killing a 36-year-old man. Four others were injured. Police spokesperson Robert Nichiwunda says cases of murder and attempted murder are being investigated. And a political analyst believes Floyd Shivambu's days in the MK party are numbered. In a briefing yesterday, Shivambu insisted he's still a member of the MKP despite his reassignment to Parliament after being removed as the Secretary General. The shake-up came after his trip to Malawi to visit wanted fugitive pastor Shepherd Mushiri. Shivambu now says he'll launch a nationwide consultation process on whether to start his own party. But analyst Zakhele Ndlovu believes Shivambu may need to consider options outside of politics.
I don't see him remaining in the MK party. Chances are he's on his way out.
Another analyst, Dr. Lubna Nadvi, says it doesn't make sense for Shivambu to remain in the MKP while planning on starting his own party.
So Shivambu is trying to remain in the space so that he still has a political home and maybe only leave when he has a new structure. So perhaps a new political space which he is in control of is something that would suit him better.
And US President Donald Trump says he'll make a decision on whether to launch a military strike on Iran within the next 2 weeks. It's been a week since Israel launched its attack against the Islamic Republic over its nuclear program. The UN's nuclear watchdog says it's continuing to monitor Israeli strikes on nuclear facilities in Iran. Meanwhile, Iran denies targeting a hospital yesterday, insisting it was hitting military headquarters. It also rejects claims it's moving towards a nuclear bomb. White House Press Secretary Carolyn Leavitt has the U.S. view.
Iran has all that it needs to achieve a nuclear weapon. All they need is a decision from the Supreme Leader to do that. And it would take a couple of weeks to complete the production of that weapon, which would, of course, pose an existential threat, not just to Israel, but to the United States and to the entire world.
Durban and Pietermaritzburg, 23, Richards Bay, 26. For Newswatch, I'm Tamasha Kanyi.